Welcome to the Veterans Memorial Building Historical Museum. This is John Reese. I'm a Vietnam veteran, served in the United States Navy, and my father served in World War II as a combat engineer. You are in front of Cabinet 3, and this is the first in the series of our World War II memorabilia with an interesting assortment of related items. There are a number of ordnance pieces you'll see there in the top shelf, mortar round, machine gun, ammunition, cannon ammunition, all donated by a returning soldier who happened to be in the bomb disposal unit, and he donated it in a wooden suitcase. It should be noted, though, that all ordnance on display has been examined and deemed inert by the explosive ordnance disposal specialist at Travis Air Force Base. Now, some other interesting World War II memorabilia in this case is some signaling equipment used by various branches in the military. There's Army semaphore flags, Navy signal flags, and a hoisted training card deck. Also, a war walkie-talkie used by downed aircraft in World War II. Now, some interesting personal items in the middle shelf there. A mess kit, unique because the service member actually recorded his duty stations and engraved them on the bottom of this set that he carried with him. Quite impressive and very skilled artwork. Take note of that. The canteen on the left is most interesting. It was used by prisoners in a Japanese prison camp. They did not know what was going on the outside and really wanted to know information about what was happening. So it took a little bit more ingenuity and creativity to conceal a shortwave radio inside a canteen. It was hidden where it would not be suspected, and we understand just hung out in broad daylight, not hidden at all, not suspected. Now, this functioning replica that was used at the Japanese POW camp in the Philippines, it's possible that it was a source of news and information for the local valley resident John Boswell, whose photo happens to be hanging over our fireplace in the veteran lounge. Other items in this case, there's a World War II trench art pieces, letter opener, dagger from a flattened portion of artillery shell, cigarette lighter made from a bullet, and many other interesting personal items. Please take note of those in this display before moving on to the next cabinet. We do hope you enjoyed your visit and tour of the various cabinets in our museum, and encourage you to visit often, support our Veterans Memorial Building in Danville, and invite others to come down and take a look at this interesting museum. Thank you for your time.